You are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research Disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the CommBank Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a Senior Economist here at CommBank. And today I'm joined by Stephen Halmerich, our Chief Economist and Head of Research. And Stephen, how are you going?
I'm very well, thanks Belinda. Thanks for having me on the podcast today.
It's my pleasure. And it is the third Tuesday of the month, which means the Household Spending Intentions series has been published. And this data is for September 2020. And what is it showing?
Well, it's showing that in September, most of the main spending intention categories actually track sideways. We did see a small decline in the home buying spending intentions and the motor vehicle spending intentions, but for retail spending, travel, health and fitness, entertainment, education, things move pretty flat on the month.
I guess when we think about the month of September, we had Victoria still under stage four lockdown, and that really did remain evident in the data, didn't it?
Yes, that's right. I think the impact of the Victorian lockdowns is clearly evident here. We can see from our weekly credit and debit card spending numbers that, you know, the weakness in spending is really all in Victoria. So that looks like it's still impacting household spending intentions. But away from that, there's a few other things going on. Certainly in retail spending, still seeing increases in things like department stores, grocery stores, furniture, household equipment, paint and hardware, schools, school office supplies. But weakness elsewhere in things like duty-free, not surprising, down a long way, and beauty and barbershops down a long way. Same in travel, you know, really continuing to see weakness in things like airlines, hotels, motels, cruise ships, not surprisingly. Health and fitness, a bit of an increase in spending on things like chiropractors, dentists, optometrists and podiatrists. So it's good to see people looking after their health. And as we've seen nearly every month, bicycle shops and golf courses and sporting goods stores are all doing really well also.
It is interesting, certainly when we look at the categories, specifically just the diversity at play. We know there are some things people are happy to spend money on, confidence is returning in certain areas, but definitely the social distancing requirements and the lockdown requirements just mean consumers cannot spend on certain items, and that is certainly getting picked up both in this monthly household spending intentions as well as the weekly credit card data. Now, the September HSI wraps up the third quarter. We did see overall a bounce, as you say, both in probably if you look at over a quarter, the HSI, but also our weekly credit and debit card spend as well. What is this suggesting to you about how the Australian economy is recovering?
Well, I think it looks pretty clear from the data that we are in recovery mode. The worst for the economy was in the June quarter. Things started to improve through July. And one of the surprises, I think, has been overall in the quarter how well the rest of the country did whilst Victoria was in their lockdown mode. So we have seen pretty solid increases in spending in most of the other states. So that's good news in that the recovery is underway. And now that recovery is going to be supported by significant fiscal policy easing, as we saw in the budget, and we think significant monetary policy easing as well.
Yeah, we'll get to both of those things in a minute. And I guess we are seeing the improvement, as you said, in the consumer spending element of the Australian economy, but also in the labour market. Now, we're seeing this in hours worked. So hours worked in the third quarter is higher than hours worked in the second quarter. Obviously, still a lot fewer people employed in the Australian economy. But it was really the card spend data and the improvement in hours worked that led us to change our GDP forecast, where we are now expecting a lift in GDP for the third quarter and the fourth quarter as well. But as you said, certainly the tailwind that is now coming through fiscal policy will see that the role of the budget and fiscal policy have an impact on the recovery as well. What's your thinking? We're kind of 2 weeks on from the budget. How are you looking at it now?
Well, I think the main benefit of the budget was really an extraordinary increase in government spending through this financial year, the 2021 financial year. So from around 25% of GDP last year, government spending is going to be almost 35% of GDP this year. So that's a massive increase. It's around about a deliberate government policy, about $160 billion of new spending. And I think one of the good things is that spending is spread right across a lot of different categories. So the income tax cuts that have been brought forward, incentives for businesses to invest, incentives for businesses to hire, measures that improve the cash flow of businesses. They all add up to quite a significant fiscal impulse this year. And you know, they should start to hit the economy pretty shortly, certainly over coming weeks, if not the next month or so.
And we did see consumer confidence lift post-budget. It was actually the strongest lift in consumer confidence post the budget since the early 1990s. So it certainly shows you how consumers perceived the improvement, I think, in their outlook for income through those personal income tax cuts and some continuation of the very targeted income support being provided by the Australian economy. What we've also seen over the past week is a change in tone about how the RBA is viewing their role in the recovery, and that prompted us to shift our view on the outlook for further monetary policy easing. Can you just run us through what we're now expecting from the RBA?
Sure. Well, I think one of the key messages, well, there's a number of key messages from the Reserve Bank governor. One was that they now think that because the economy is recovering, they'll get more traction on easing monetary policy. So he said that, you know, while the large parts of the economy were in lockdown, the RBA judged there was little to be gained by easing monetary policy further. But now we're recovering. If they give monetary policy another push, that will help things. I also said that in terms of financial stability, the more they can do to increase jobs, the better for financial stability, because that will mean less problem loans. And he also re-emphasized something he's talked about before, which is that effectively Australia is a price taker of global monetary policy settings. So if the rest of the world is easing, to some extent we have to ease as well. Otherwise the Aussie dollar might be a lot higher than what we'd like it. So we're kind of at the mercy of global monetary policy settings. So given all that, at the 3rd of November Reserve Bank Board meeting, we now expect to see interest rates cut from 25 basis points to 10 basis points. And that'll be the cash rate target, the rate for the term funding facility, which is where the RBA lends money to the banking system, and the target for the 3-year Commonwealth Government bond yield. So they're all currently at 25 basis points. We expect them to be cut to 10 basis points. There's another interest rate called the exchange settlement balance interest rate, which is currently 10 basis points, and we expect that to be cut to just 5 basis points. And the last thing the RBA is looking at is whether they should be buying more government bonds further out the yield curve in the 5 to 10-year sector, and we may well hear some more about that as well. So 3rd of November is going to be a very busy day.
It will be indeed. And Stephen, appreciate your insights as always.
My pleasure. Thanks, Belinda.
Now, the data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intention Series is a combination of CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank proprietary data. As the statistics take into account only the bank's data, it may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement. Now, you can find Stephen Halmerich's report on the September edition of the Household Spending Intentions, which was released on the 20th October on combankresearch.com.au. And you can also find on that site our write-up of our change of view of the RBA and also our budget note on that website as well.